Kevin, it's yourself of a Friday. Good morning.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Nice to have you. I'm very good, thank you, as ever. And sunny side out, you know me. Sunny side out.
Well, that's it.
Indeed. So now, listen, you were doing all sorts of stuff for over the last few weeks with dinner parties and everything. What are you doing today?
Yeah, we're thinking of still what's in season at the minute. Absolutely, apples are in season and they're gorgeous. Oh, yeah. And the Bramley apple, which is absolutely gorgeous. I'm going to do a kind of like a variation of the French onion soup, but this is with some apple and onion and crumbled blue cheese, which is a little bit different. And we'll talk about the cheese, you know, and maybe not everyone likes it or whatever like that, but you can use other cheeses. And then the baked apple, which is lovely. It's a dessert that my mother used to bake make for us many years ago. One thing she was great at doing, like, you know, we ate very simple and very well, and we had casseroles and stews and different things like that, but she always done a dessert. And whether it was rice pudding or maybe like semolina, you know, there was lots of lovely desserts, even pavlova. She was a great
And of course
dessert,
she was doing it all herself, wasn't she?
Sure, she was renowned for her dessert trolley when we opened the restaurant first. Yeah. People used to say, you know, she'd have maybe 10 or 12 different desserts, you know, and that could be a cheesecake or that could be the meringues or, you know what I mean? Yeah, she was just great. So this is her recipe for her baked apples, which we'll go through now.
Okay, tell me all.
So we'll start off with the soup, because this is a lovely one. It can keep really well, and I think it's a really lovely flavour. So you get your butter, you just warm that up. You're going to put in some onions. So it's quite a lot of onions. It's over two pound of onions. Roughly chopped or sliced, because we're going to blend this soup. A couple of apples in there, the Bramley apples. If you peel them, core them, and then dice them, and that's going to give lovely acidity and freshness to the soup. So you're going to cook that down for about maybe 10-15 minutes. And then you're going to put in some dry cider. Now, this is important. And cider apple vinegar. So there's a real acidity. So you're thinking apples, cider and cider vinegar. So you're getting a good kick here from your apples. You're getting lovely acidity in that, a lovely little bit of fresh thyme in that. And then you're going to cover that with some chicken stock. A few weeks ago, we were talking about Carol's stock. She's based in Derry and she has an amazing product. And, you know, you can use a stock cube, but her stocks are very, very fresh. They're very clean. I love that word when it comes to food. There's no nasties. They're made with good Irish ingredients, and just for your listeners, they can look her up. So chicken stock I'm using in this, or you can use vegetable stock, about 2 litres in that. So you're going to get the lovely richness and the creaminess is from the potatoes. So if you get 8 ounces of potatoes, that's about three to four big potatoes, peel them and dice them, and then you're going to put that into the soup also. So Marty, what you're going to do is you're going to cook this off, and then when the potatoes are cooked and the onions are lovely and soft, you're going to blend the whole thing. So there's no cream in this, you know, there's no milk in this. You can enrich it like that. Mm. But what I'm going to do then is just sprinkle that at the very last minute with a little bit of the blue cheese. So I'm using Cashel blue cheese. Are you a fan of blue cheese?
I
really like it.
Yeah.
And, it's the Cashel Blue is an iconic cheese. They also do one made with sheep's milk called Crozier Blue, which is a really, really lovely product.
Very different, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but you'll enjoy this one. There's one up the north. I think it's up in Down, I think so. And the name of the cheese reminds me of you, the Young Buck.
Oh, the Young Buck. That's right. That's right. Ageless and charming with it.
Do you know, I think about blue cheese, in Ireland in particular, you know, they're all salty and that, but they're lovely and creamy, and they really are lovely.
Yeah.
And we get all our cheeses from Sheridan's Cheese, who are brilliant. So you pick whichever one is local to you, whichever one you like for this recipe. If you don't like blue cheese, you can put a little bit of cheddar cheese or a little bit of even, I think goat's cheese or feta cheese would work well with this too, just at the very end, so you crumble that on top. So your soup can be made, blended, heated up, it'll keep for 3 to 4 days in the fridge. You'll get that lovely acidity, that lovely creaminess from the potatoes and the onions, because you're blending it, so it's like a puree soup.
Lovely,
full of flavour.
And I love the way you said up down. I love that up down. It's fantastic.
Translate that accent for you.
No, but you have to translate it for people who aren't from Ireland. You know, down is the place. You know yourself. So now that's the Bramley apple and onion soup with crumbled, if you will, Cashel blue. I like that very much. And have you another one, or are you just doing the one?
I do.
Have
the baked apples, so we have, and this is a lovely treat. So it is.
Okay.
So now. There's dates going into the centre of the apples. If you don't like the dates, you can use cranberries. Not even cranberries, sorry. You could use sultanas or raisins. Sultanas would be lovely because they're nice and soft. So you just literally kind of chop them up, mix them with a little bit of brown sugar and butter. Now you peel your apples, or you can leave the skin on if you want to. And then what you do, but you've got to remove the core. So just with the core, you can get little gadgets, or you can remove it with a knife, but you're going to actually push the dates and whatever kind of fruit you're using into the centre of the apples, and you're going to bake this off. So you're going to sprinkle it with a little bit of brown sugar too. You're going to put a little bit of wine. there's a lovely wine, Marty, and it's a sweet wine called Sauternes, which is expensive, but it's a beautiful, beautiful wine in this. Now, when my mother done this, she used to drizzle it with a little bit of maple syrup, which would be lovely. And that's
be very sweet, though. Wouldn't it be lovely, yeah.
Well, and you see, you get the tartness from the Bramley apple, and that's really important because they're different to your regular kind of Pink Lady, you know, all the different varieties of apples. The Bramley apple, Armagh is known as the county, isn't it? The Orchard of Ireland, Armagh. So just a lovely Bramley apple. So you bake this off at 180. And then what you do is you just literally bake that off, and then you're going to serve that with some custard or a little bit of ice cream. So I think it's beautiful. So it is, and so, so tasty. The key is to pick even size apples and bake it off, and then just serve it just with that lovely, the dates in the centre. So they're going to get lovely and sweet and soft, and they're going to flavour the apples. And then if you drizzle it with the wine that I said, or else the maple syrup, it'll work gorgeous. And with ice cream, whipped cream, creme fraiche, all of the above, or even a custard. It's so nice.
I'm starving now, you see. That's the problem. That's lovely. Baked apples with dates. Funny, I was saying to you about the prunes the other day. Do you remember?
Yeah, go
on. Dates. No, no. The dates don't have any effect at all. No, not at all. I find the dates very easy to deal with. So I'm just filling in, just in case you want to make me dessert when we get the show up to Magnane's. That's all.
Well, do you know dates, there's the sticky toffee pudding, which dates is used in, and also, you know, the tagine. Like, dates are lovely sweet. They're kind of treacle. They're kind of sticky. And the best dates you can use is the medjool dates, just for your listeners. They're expensive. They definitely are, but they're fantastic. I think the best ones come from Turkey or that part of the world.
And why are they the best, Nevin? Yeah. What's so good
because
about them?
They're really sweet. They're huge, to be honest with you. They're a very big date, and they're lovely and soft, and they're like a real sticky kind of a caramel taste. They are. Mm. They're the best in class. Yeah.
I went on a big date once, but I keep that to myself. So look, that's your Bramley apples. That's the Bramley apples sorted. And you're right.
Well, it's two recipes, two very different, a soup and a baked apple, and I think it's seasonal. There's a bit of fun in that. Oh, you can have a nice sweet treat, and then you can have a nice kind of soup for your supper or lunch or something like that.
No, I think that's
perfect. You
can make
ahead and freeze.
Now, what was it Glenn Miller sang? Oh, yes, I played. Don't sit under the apple tree. That's the one. Don't sit under the apple tree. We play that way for the Bramley apples for you this morning.
You're brilliant. Come here, have a great weekend.
You too. Have a wonderful time and continued success, my friend. Enjoy. I look forward to your next book. It just can only be around the corner now. But did they take all the pictures up in the school? Did they?
Watch this space.
You see, people think I know nothing. I can see it all now.
You can.
Laid out would be ahead of me. God bless you. Listen, keep well, Nevin, till next week. God bless.
Thanks, Marty. Lovely to talk to you.
God bless you.
Bye bye. Thank you.
Down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me.
Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Don't